Welcome to Cathedral Square, hosted by Father Christopher Smith, Episcopal Vicar and Rector of Christ Cathedral in Garden Grove, California. For the next half hour, you'll have an opportunity to find out about some of the history, little-known facts, and the upcoming events at the beautiful campus on the corner of Chapman and Lewis, or as we like to say, at the intersection of faith and reason. Here now to get us started is your co-host, Hank Evers.
Welcome to Cathedral Square with your host, Father Christopher Smith, the Episcopal Vicar and Rector of Christ Cathedral in Garden Grove, California. I'm Hank Evers, Director of Marketing for the Diocese of Orange. Today, Father Christopher will provide insights into the renovation process and progress being made both at Christ Cathedral, I should say inside Christ Cathedral, and the surrounding campus. It's so exciting to see the work being done there. As both vicar and rector of this campus and, of course, the cathedral, Father Christopher, this must be one of the most exciting times in your life.
This is truly one of the most exciting times in my life and certainly in my priesthood. Never would I have imagined that I would be part of the renovation, development of a cathedral, a whole campus. This has been a great gift from God to the diocese and also to me personally to be a part of it.
And it's been quite a journey. Now, you know, if we think about it, this really started how many years ago? Probably 7 years ago.
This started 7 years ago, yes. That's when the Crystal Cathedral at the time went to bankruptcy court and when the purchase of the campus was awarded to the Diocese of Orange. That was 2011.
Imagine that. And here we're looking at the dedication coming up in literally just a few short months. In fact, the dedication is scheduled for July 17. What a day. So where are we today with respect to the renovation, the preparations, and the ability to have that? Are we on schedule for July 17?
Yes, we are right on schedule for July 17th. In fact, the construction of the cathedral, the renovation, and the site work is scheduled to be finished within the next 4 weeks, if you can believe that.
Wow.
Yes.
That's really shocking. What a wonderful journey that we've been on, but to be able to see the results of the efforts, that's really something. Now, coming up to July 17th, what will happen at the dedication? What are the rituals?
There's many rituals. One thing I want to say, some might, you know, I say that we'll be done with the construction and all in 4 weeks. Well, why is the dedication not until July?
Right.
And the reason for that is because of the installation of the Hazel Wright pipe organ, the fourth largest church pipe organ in the world. That's a whole construction process in itself. So we need to get a good amount of that installed. We also need to learn how to use the building in terms of the technology, the lights, the sound, the air, how to use the building in terms of the liturgies, what will be the paths of procession, the areas for the distribution of Holy Communion, the entrances, all those things. So we need a few months to work all of that out and then to test it out. So we're absolutely ready to go on July 17th.
So Hazel Wright, that's an extremely important, valuable, and historic instrument. How many pipes does that have?
The Hazel Wright pipe organ has 16,000 pipes, and they range in size from the size of a little pencil all the way to a 32-foot high pipe.
Oh, my. And they couldn't begin the installation until everything else and the interior of the cathedral was complete.
Yes, everything that created dust had to be finished because while the pipes are being installed, we can't have them be exposed to dust because that is very damaging to them. So we had to filter all the dust out, make sure that it was clean for the pipe installation to begin. And then we need to make sure that there's no sound in the cathedral for several months in order to voice the organ, to give it its personality.
To voice it. So voicing is kind of like tuning, is that?
Well, voicing is the analogy, it gives it its personality. So pipe organs have personalities. Some of them have this very brilliant kind of tone to them. Others have a bassier tone to them.
Mm-hmm.
And you want a good balance of all of that. And that's why every single one of those 16,000 pipes needs to be adjusted.
Individually?
Individually.
So yes. that would be very time consuming.
Yes, it takes months.
Oh, my.
Yes. And then after they're adjusted, then the tuning happens and the pipes fall in and out of tune based on weather conditions and things like that in terms of the temperature of the room and use and that sort of thing. So organs are tuned often, voiced only once.
So those that the faithful that come to the cathedral will be able to hear, again, an amazing organ, a musical instrument, but they'll also be able to see some remarkable sacred art. Is that right?
Yes, we have a beautiful program of sacred art that's planned for the cathedral. One of the highlights will be the festal doors, the main entrance of the cathedral, and the exterior of those doors will have some bas-relief on it. That's a kind of a sculpture that's in the mm-hmm. bronze, beginning with the creation story all the way through the fall of Adam and Eve. And then the inside, when you walk into the vestibule of the narthex, there'll be another band of bronze that will have the some images beginning with Jesus and leading to the Book of Revelation and Jesus in his glory, the Lamb with the seven seals, and we will have some of the more modern-day saints there, as well as some of the martyrs that are very special to the cultures represented in the Diocese of Orange. That's all going to be happening within the next week, as a matter of fact, the installation of the art on the door. So we're excited about that.
That is, yeah. Looking forward to seeing that. And I may mention that anyone who drives past or is in the area, it's highly visible that there's construction going on our campus. And I'm sure that we all would just love to invite anyone in the area to come by and take a look at the progress that they were making. Although they can't go inside the cathedral, but not until the dedication. But there really is a lot of progress being made here. You're listening to Cathedral Square with Father Christopher Smith, and we're talking about Christ Cathedral and the preparations that are being made for the dedication coming up in July of this year, July 17. Father Christopher, the actual dedication, now there is a ceremony that involves the use of oils and
yes.
other, you know, wonderful sacramentals. Would you share with us?
Sure. The dedication of a cathedral is a magnificent ritual. It begins outside, and it begins with the opening of the festal doors. So those doors that I just described in terms of the art, they're 14 feet wide each door, and they are on pivots, and so these days, these doors will be opened electronically. On the dedication day, in the plaza of the cathedral, there's a ritual where the architects and contractors hand over the building, if you will, to the bishop. And then after that handing over, the grand opening of the doors will happen. The trumpets will blast on the inside of the cathedral. The organ will play. All kinds of beautiful music will begin. There'll be a procession into the cathedral, which will involve lay people, cardinals, bishops, priests, deacons. And once the procession is inside, then there is the blessing of the walls of the cathedral. And the bishop will go throughout the cathedral and sprinkle the people and the walls with holy water. And as we make our way through the ceremony, eventually the walls of the cathedral will be anointed. And this is what we do with people when they're being commissioned to do something important, a baptism, confirmation. The walls of the cathedral will be anointed with oil in the places where the dedication candles are. And there are 12 dedication candles representing the 12 apostles. There's also the anointing of the altar. And so the sacred chrism is slathered literally over the grand marble altar, again, setting it aside for the solemn celebration of the Holy Sacrifice of
Mass. And that's something that Bishop Van would be doing?
Bishop Van will do that, yes. He literally will pour the holy oil onto the altar and slather it around with his hand. It's very dramatic and beautiful. And there will be incense at each of the 12 places of anointing as well. So people, there'll be an individual thurible, if you will, where people will have incense at each of those 12 places of anointing. The reliquary, or the beautiful box that will contain the relics that will be under the mensa or the altar table will be placed as part of the ritual of dedication. And the bishop's chair, the cathedra, is blessed. All of the articles, the amble where the word is proclaimed will be blessed. All of the areas where the liturgical action takes place will have a special ritual blessing.
Wow, and while all of this is happening, I'm sure that the music, there will be sacred music, beautiful music, that will be emanating from within those walls.
Yes, yeah? The ritual calls for certain texts to be read or sung. We have commissioned those to be specific for the Christ Cathedral dedication based on the chants and the words of the rite. In fact, our cathedral dedication will be the first time the new ritual for dedicating a cathedral will be used. So that makes it very special, too. There's also a special mass that's being commissioned for the dedication, which is called the Mass of the Transfiguration. It will be premiered, if you will, on the day of the dedication.
Oh, wow.
And it's called the Mass of the Transfiguration because the Feast of the Transfiguration is the feast day of Christ Cathedral Parish. That's what the bishop has designated. We will, of course, recognize July 17th from now on as the day of dedication. And then in addition to that, there's the feast day of the cathedral, again, which will be the Transfiguration. Another beautiful part of that is one of the manifestations of Christ that we will have in a bronze bas-relief on one of the walls of the cathedral will be the Transfiguration.
It's going to be absolutely beautiful. And you use the word special. Absolutely it is. And so special that I'm sure that everyone, I mean, I can't imagine anyone not wanting to witness this. And we look at, I think it's going to be somewhat of a conundrum in that we have 1.3 million Catholics and people who are not Catholic that would love to be there. 1.3 million, by the way, just in our diocese in Orange County. But of those, we have probably over 25,000 families that contributed to this. And I'm sure they would all love to be there. But we do have a limitation, don't we? We have a constraint that is, what, 2,200?
Yes, about 2,200 is the capacity. It's a huge challenge to figure out the guest list, if you will, for the actual day of dedication. Now, on the other hand of it, I like to look at these things as beautiful problems because it just means we have that many people that we'd like to be there because
exactly.
They've been so faithful in helping it happen. And everybody cannot be there. So there's a couple of things that I think are important to say. One is every parish will be allotted a certain amount of tickets, every parish an equal amount of tickets for the pastor to decide how he wants to distribute those. Then there's special guests of Bishop Vans and some other people. There's the different parish associations and all. There's a lot of different criteria for who's going to be able to attend July 17th. Now, one of the things that's important is to say that this will also be televised. It will also be live streamed. There will also be a portion of tickets, maybe 1,200, that will be allotted for the Arboretum so people can come on campus and participate in the dedication in terms of the live stream that will be in the Arboretum. That adds another about 1,200 people. So now we're talking 3,200 people or so that can be on the campus that day. One of the things that I keep reminding people is this is just the beginning. This is the
That's
opening.
Right. Yeah,
the cathedral is going to be open after this. Now, one thing I do have to say, though, the cathedral will not be open during the week, even after the dedication. It will be closed from Monday through Saturday because of the continued installation of the Hazel Wright pipe organ.
Uh-huh.
However, we will have our weekend masses on Saturday evening and all day Sunday. But I don't want people to be disappointed if they come to the campus after the dedication and find they cannot get into the cathedral. We're hoping for the organ installation to be completed within a few months, and then it will be open every day. So there'll be a little bit of a wait that has to happen.
Sure.
And
sure.
Every day for the rest of our lives, that cathedral will be open and available to
everyone. And I'm sure that every day there will be many, many pilgrims, many people, many parishioners, just so many faithful and those with faith and those without faith visiting, joining us here on this campus. Well, you're listening to Cathedral Square with Father Christopher Smith. We're going to take a break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is John Romero, Director of Music at Christ Cathedral in Garden Grove, California. We are just months away from the dedication of our beautiful cathedral, but in the meantime, we have some spectacular concerts at Christ Cathedral. Check out our website at christcathedralmusic.org or our Facebook page at Christ Cathedral Music. We'd love to see you here.
Christ Cathedral Concerts. Great music in a sacred place. For tickets, visit christcathedralmusic.org.
Welcome back to Cathedral Square with Father Christopher Smith. I'm Hank Evers. Father Christopher, we were talking about the excitement, the incredible nature of the dedication that's coming up in July for Christ Cathedral. Well, as we were talking about the interior, there's so many elements that I think your ability to describe will just illustrate for the listeners what they have to look forward to. Maybe we could start with, in the sacred art category, with the baldachin or baldacchino, and what will be hung from that.
Yes, well, the baldachin is the structure that is hanging above the altar. You know, cathedrals typically either have a baldachin or a baldacchino. A baldacchino is a structure that's pillars hold a canopy, like at St. Peter's with the beautiful pillars and the canopy over the altar. And in Christ Cathedral, the baldachin will hang from the ceiling. Both of those structures are designed to highlight where the altar is and to give it that special place. In Christ Cathedral, from the baldachin will be hanging what is we're calling the Crux Gemata. That is a crucifix, but it's called the Crux Gemata because it means a cross with gems. It's an ancient tradition for some of the crucifixes to have beautiful, precious stones mounted in them, signifying the victory of Jesus on the cross and Jesus Christ the King. And the Crux Gemata is specially designed for Christ Cathedral. Brother William Woger designed it. And it's very unique because each of the cross bars are equal in size. And the emphasis of this crucifix is, yes, the death of Jesus handing his life over for us and also his victory of resurrection. And for that reason, he will have, there's a crown, not a crown of thorns on his head. There's another crown too, which is a crown like a king's crown that will have the beautiful colored stones in it. And Jesus is very peaceful as he's on the cross on his way to resurrected glory. So it's a very beautiful depiction, and that will hang over the altar. The corpus, or the body of Christ, was hand-carved in Italy in a beautiful bleached wood. I can't wait for people to really see how beautiful this crucifix is. And it will give definite emphasis to where the altar is, the primary place in any cathedral.
So that becomes the focal
yes.
point in the cathedral. Whereas, you know, Crystal Cathedral was beautiful, there's no question about it, but when you would walk into Crystal Cathedral, I think the eyes automatically went to the organ.
They did, yes.
It was just massive, and it stood out based on the color of the wood.
Yes.
But you had mentioned the bleached wood, the new coloring of the wood. It makes while the organ is still there, it is not the focal point. It kind of blends,
yes.
right?
Yeah, the organ itself doesn't have the prominence that it did, though you'll still be able to see the pipes beautifully encased in a white casing. The casing's original, but we came up with a special white color for those to kind of help it blend in with the rest of the building because the main part of the pipe organ is right behind the sanctuary area.
Absolutely brilliant because that way it is aesthetically pleasant, but it's not the focal point.
Exactly.
So again, the eyes automatically go to Jesus Christ right over the altar and the Crux Gemata, which is a beautiful piece of sacred art. And speaking of sacred art, we have the manifestations.
Yes. We will have four manifestations of the divinity of Christ, and these will be, two of those will be on the north side of the cathedral, and two of them will be on the south side, and there'll be a bronze bas-relief, and they are being sculptured by Pablo Eduardo, and he is a very well-known sculptor. He's done a lot of church holy or sacred art. The first manifestation of the divinity of Christ will be the Epiphany, when the Magi recognize Jesus in his humanity and divinity. So that will be on the north side as you're looking to the altar to the left. And then the second manifestation is the baptism of the Lord, where Jesus was recognized by his Father as his beloved Son. And that will be on the north side to the right of the altar. The third manifestation of the divinity of Christ will be the miracle of the wedding feast at Cana. And that was the first miracle of Jesus. And that will be on the south side. If you're looking to the south part of the cathedral to the left. And then there will also be the fourth manifestation, which I mentioned earlier, which will be the transfiguration of Jesus. Oh. Now, those two will not be there for the dedication day. I had a budget I had to keep to in terms of the sacred art. And so we wanted to honor that. And so two of those manifestations will be ready for the dedication. And hopefully when we have the funds, we will be able to complete it with the other two.
Well, you see, that leaves it so that everyone has something to look forward to.
Well, I figure it took 126 years to build St. Peter's. Yeah. So
we've done pretty well in seven. Right?
We're doing pretty well, as a matter of fact, yes.
I would say. You're listening to Cathedral Square with Father Christopher Smith, and we're talking about the sacred art in Christ Cathedral, what you'll be able to see after the dedication, at or after the dedication. So, Father, we have very special tabernacle and the area in which the tabernacle will reside. Perhaps you could explain that.
Yes, the tabernacle has a really wonderful story. First of all, the tabernacle, the art on the tabernacle, is done by a man named Agino Weinert. And he is from Germany, and he does this art that it's kind of like, if you're familiar with cloisonné, it's a kind of a painting ceramic that is the art, very colorful. And each of the four sides of the tabernacle is a depiction of very important part or event in the life of Jesus. And this will be in the middle of the Blessed Sacrament Chapel, and the chairs will be around it. Now, the interesting story about this tabernacle is that it was never going to be sold. It was his very last work. And his wife, they have a little family museum of his work. Well, Monsignor Arthur Holquin in our diocese, who's very familiar with Weinert, in fact, a Weinert tabernacle is in Holy Family Cathedral, knew about this tabernacle. He personally contacted Agino Weinert's wife and asked her if she would consider selling the tabernacle to us for placement in Christ Cathedral, and she said yes. Now, the thing that's providential about this, why did he make a tabernacle that is nowhere in a church? Why did he do it? Well,
exactly.
It was commissioned by a group of Benedictines for this big Benedictine monastery that was never built.
Oh, my.
So I like to think that he really created this tabernacle for Christ Cathedral. He just didn't know it.
He didn't know it at the time. I love it.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's great. And the tabernacle will reside in a really beautiful venue.
Yes, it will be in our Blessed Sacrament Chapel, which will be at the east end of the cathedral. I like to say that on the east end and the west, the cathedral kind of has these wings, mm-hmm. and you are able to walk under those wings from one side to the other in an outdoor space. Well, we created a space on the east end, which is a round chapel for the Blessed Sacrament. You'll still be able to walk under the wings and go to the other side of the plaza. However, this beautiful structure will be, well, it is there now. The tabernacle will be right in the center. There's a beautiful dome above it with a great finish above that. And the chapel will hold maybe 40 people or so. It's quite large, and it will be open during all the hours the campus is open. Presently,
even if the cathedral happens to be closed.
Yes.
But when the cathedral is open, you'll have access from the cathedral to the chapel or chapel to the cathedral.
Yes, yes. Yeah, the beautiful thing about it is where it's located, you'll be able to see the tabernacle from the center of the cathedral. If you're on the inside, you'll see this beautiful tabernacle.
It's magnificent.
Yes.
Absolutely beautiful.
Yes.
So the other wing, as you put it, that will be the baptistry.
Yes.
Is that correct?
That will be the baptistry. And the baptistry is built in an octagonal shape, the octagon. the baptistries and the ancient churches were, the pools were built in the shape of an octagon, representing the 7 days of creation and the eighth day for God present in the future. It's beautiful imagery. And our baptistry is in that shape. In the middle of that building is the baptismal pool, which is constructed in the shape of a beautiful cross, clad with the same marble that the altar is made out of. And in the middle of the pool is a circle upon which we have a beautiful mosaic of the Kairo, it's called, which are the Greek words for Jesus Christ. And then the Kairo is, I guess if you were looking at it visually, and people have seen this before, it looks like a P with an X on the stem of the P. And then at either side of that will be the Alpha and the Omega, Jesus Christ, the beginning and the end. And the floor of the pool is also a beautiful mosaic. So it's quite striking.
So there's the two wings, and we've spoken about the cathedral itself. But the cathedral, the structure of the cathedral really is comprised of what? Over 11,000 windows. And we all know that from the past, of course, sunlight would beat in and would raise the temperature and may even cause glare and cause, you know, some of the people inside to wear sunglasses.
Yes.
Well, that won't necessarily be the case going forward because there's something very special that the architects designed and the general contractors have completed the installation of. And those are?
The quatrefoils. The quatrefoils will be a signature element of this cathedral that will be known throughout the world because they're so beautiful and they're so functional. And quatrefoil, the word comes from four because they're four-sided. It's a four-sided sail, if you will, made out of metal that's hanging from the what they used to call the space frame of the cathedral. And they're white, and they have each has a different percentage of opening or the aperture to let in various amounts of sunlight. A study was done that monitored how the sun travels into the light into the cathedral during the course of a year. We've done that, and so as you mentioned, to be able to control the sunlight that comes in because it could be quite glaring, and also that helps with the temperature, which helps with the air conditioning, which the cathedral never had before. It also aesthetically is stunning. It looks just beautiful, and also the lights are hung in the quatrefoils themselves, which gives the cathedral this beautiful glow, and also they will help with the acoustics. So they serve a great purpose. And the other part about it is they allow the cathedral to actually shine at night because the light reflects off the quatrefoils out through the glass at night. And if you've ever want to see something stunning, just drive by the corner of Chapman and Lewis and you will see this beautiful, some people have described it as a box of stars. It's so beautiful. And know that the Tower of Hope with its 90-foot cross has been a beacon for people for many, many years and still is. Well, the cathedral building itself glows now, and you can see it from the freeways and from miles and miles away. So we have the literal beacon that symbolizes Dr. Schuller, the founder of the campus, and our hope that Christ Cathedral will be a place where a beacon of hope and the life of Christ for generations to come.
Very well said. So I think our listeners now have, you've really piqued their interest, and I'm sure we're going to have so many pilgrims coming to this campus to see the beauty in terms of architecture, sacred art, and of course, the sacraments here on campus. Father Christopher, we've come to the end of another great show. I thank you so much for giving everyone a beautiful overview of what we have to look forward to when the dedication comes in July. Would you like to close the show with prayer?
Yes, and we thank you, loving Father, for the beautiful gift of Christ Cathedral. We thank you for all the people who have been part of this in terms of their financial gifts, their time, their talent, and so many aspects of design and development. We pray that we will use well this gift that we have been given, and that when people come to Christ Cathedral, they will all experience the love of your Son, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray, our Lord Jesus, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
You've been listening to the Cathedral Square Radio Show with Father Christopher Smith and his co-host Hank Evers. To hear this program again or to download the podcast, go to OCCatholic.com and click Radio. Be sure to share and tell a friend as well. Have a blessed day.